This is Senator Al Simpson. The federal government should obviously clean up any hazardous waste which it has created, but we must also have a safe place to store it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the feds will spend over $7 billion this year to clean up environmental hazards of their own making. I agree. That's 98% more than we spent 2 years ago. We're making some real progress there. Yes, Ted, the federal government should clean up after itself, meeting the same standards we impose on private industry. But Congress should also knock off the catch-22 it imposes on all toxic cleanup. Congress wants to impose tough, strict guidelines and deadlines and fines for not cleaning up a toxic site, yet at the same time it won't build enough safe storage facilities. Ted, let's stop putting the cart before the horse or the jockeys. It makes no sense at all to prattle about cleaning up the mess if you don't have some place to put the stuff. Wise up. Try to be realistic.
Al, your cart's in the ditch. Your anti-environment bias is showing again. It was on display in Congress the other day, and it was a pretty lonely display. The Senate voted 85-14 against you. We shut off your filibuster and passed a long-overdue measure requiring all federal government installations to clean up their hazardous waste. Sure, we need more places to store toxic and radioactive waste, but that's no excuse to exempt federal installations from the cleanup laws. The Department of Defense and Department of Energy are massive polluters. For years, they've been hiding behind their federal sovereign immunity, thumbing their nose at the environment. The Pentagon has 11,000 toxic waste sites on military bases across the country. The Department of Energy has nearly 4,000. It's time those agencies obeyed the same rules that everyone else does. You have trouble saying no to polluters, Al, but did you have to filibuster to protect them? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on school choice. Should it go to private schools, too? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.